My name is John, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery for sexual addictions and performance-based identity. Hey, John. Hey, Regen. I was raised in a strong Christian home with parents who both followed the Lord and desired to point us towards Christ. For the majority of my childhood, my dad was on staff at a church, and at a young age, I heard the gospel preached in a service and told the pastor I wanted to give my life to Christ. If Jesus was offering a way out of hell, I wanted it. As time went by, I participated in every church activity possible, even a scripture memory program in which we wore badges with gold stars to show how many verses we had memorized. Somewhere along the way, I realized that I received affirmation when I appeared to be a good Christian. So I began to strive to be the perfect Christian and act in ways that would achieve the most approval from those around me. Around eighth grade, our church went through a very messy split. Lies were spread about my dad, and eventually he, along with a few other staff, was let go. My world of performance and people-pleasing fell apart. I lost all my friends overnight, and I felt completely rejected. I remember church members calling and hearing my mom cry because of the hurtful things that they would say. How could people who claim to love God be so hurtful? My family went from feeling happy and respected to feeling shunned and struggling to pay the bills. Bitterness began to grow deep in my heart. Life became meaningless, and I became untrusting of church people and callous towards God. I buried my emotions under sarcasm and determined to never be vulnerable enough to be hurt by anyone again. I began to view feelings as weaknesses, and soon my relationship with God became primarily intellectual. Since I wasn't dealing with my emotions in a healthy way, I looked for other ways to cope with life's challenges. I found the highs of public success and approval addicting, and I used the secret highs of pornography to help whenever I couldn't achieve the success that I desired. I found that my performance-based identity allowed me to thrive in college and in grad school. There was never an end to the leadership roles or the ministry opportunities. And after graduate school, I started my first full-time ministry job. I put every ounce of my being into achieving success. I repeatedly told my staff, failure is not an option. Our team may have been outwardly successful, but the cost was very high. Eventually, I began to burn out spiritually and emotionally. I ran back to pornography for comfort that I was not finding in my relationship with God. I barely believed the things that I was teaching and preaching. I felt like a failure, empty, hopeless, and callous to the Spirit of God. A year later, I found myself at Watermark in a men's community group. And that's when my journey to recovery started. Some of my community group guys would share a lot about Regen in our community time. And one night, feeling very hopeless, I walked through those doors back there and sat in the back. And during the service, I convinced myself that my issues were getting better and I didn't need this. So I left the service and tried to fix things on my own. Proverbs 18:1, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks against all sound judgment. 4 years later, I was overseas on the verge of going to a prostitute, and the Spirit of God showed me that I was out of control and I needed help. The weekend of my 32nd birthday, I walked into Regen for the second time. And sitting there in the back, I felt completely overwhelmed with shame and guilt. I was also angry at God because I felt like he had failed me through all of these situations. But I had nowhere else to go. I was desperate to find relief from the crippling perfectionism and sexual shame that haunted me. I committed to myself that I wouldn't just try to give all the acceptable answers as I went through Regen. I was going to be honest, even if they decided to kick me out of the church. I went through groundwork And once in a closed group, things got really hard on step one. Yep, step one. I learned that I am powerless over my addictions, brokenness, and sinful patterns. That in my own power, life is unmanageable. My whole life had been about achieving success through my strength. Now they wanted me to acknowledge that everything I had built my identity on, my performance, cannot actually fix the problems in my life. Was every step going to be this terrible? My many other heart issues soon became very clear during step four, inventory. Prior to sharing my inventory with my regen mentor, I felt worthless and shameful, and I was expecting to again be rejected by my church. But after I shared, my mentor just smiled and reminded me that God still loves me. And that he had already died for all of my sins. I had told him my deepest secrets that I had never told anyone, and he still accepted me. Maybe God wasn't ashamed of me. Maybe there is hope. I walked away that night feeling fully known and fully accepted for the first time in my life. And as the new year began, my new life began. I finally believed Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. It was no longer just something I intellectually understood. I fully believed and began to experience God's grace in my life. I was a sinner, hopeless and separated from God. But because of God's great love for me, he offered me a new life in Christ. There is nothing more for me to achieve. Jesus did it all for me on the cross. After step eight, forgive, and step nine, amends, I began to start to feel truly known by family and friends around me. The Lord started healing my insecurities and hurts, and the callousness and bitterness that I had felt for so many years towards the Lord began to melt away. I was experiencing hope and joy for the first time in my life. Through step 10, I realized how much God loves me, and he has been faithful throughout my entire life. I began to see how God had used all of those difficult moments in my life to draw me closer to him. I started to see how beautiful and refining it is to live vulnerably with those around me. And in living vulnerably, I can find support to fight against that performance-based identity. As Regen finished, my new journey began. An old pastor from the 1700s once said, "The difference between believing that God is gracious and tasting that God is gracious is as different as having a rational belief that honey is sweet and having an actual sense of how sweet it is." That describes perfectly the change in my life. My faith is no longer just intellectual. I have experienced the grace of God. I know that the Lord will be faithful in my life no matter what challenges I face. Most of all, I know that my value is not based on my good behavior, my achievements, or what people think of me. I have to remind myself of these things daily. Today, I strive to live vulnerably with those around me and deal with my emotions in a healthy way. My struggles with sexual temptation have drastically been affected by this new identity that I have. I know that I can now face temptations that come at me with my family and friends around me. A month after finishing Regen, the Lord brought a godly woman into my life, and a year later, she became my wife. And because of the work the Lord did through Regen, I have been able to live vulnerably with my wife, Brooke. Now that I have seen how much God loves me, I can actually work to show her the same love. My relationships with my family also have been changing as I work to let them into my recovery journey. We are speaking more honestly and sharing more about our struggles. I have seen the Lord renew so many dead parts of my life. His faithfulness has been absolutely overwhelming. I used to think that there was some special trick that I needed to learn for self-discipline in order to find freedom from my struggles, from performance-based identity and from sexual addictions. But we say around Regen that recovery is a daily process, and with the Lord's strength, we will focus on living sober for the next 24 hours. It's not Regen that fixes you, but God can use it to reorder your life. And that's the secret through Regen. I daily need the strength of my Savior to make it the next 24 hours. It's just surrendering it all to Christ. You might be sitting here just like I was, feeling worthless, alone, and in bondage to your addictions. But let me tell you, God loves you and wants to give your life hope. I beg you to keep coming back. God hasn't given up on you. He wants to take your burden and give you freedom. My name is John, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from a performance-based identity and sexual addictions. I was hopeless and dead in my sin, but God was faithful. And if he can rescue me, he can do the same for you. Thank you.